M34 recording length 10 minutes and 47 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 34 open cluster M34, and GC1039. Type D. In Perseus M34.jpg, write ascension 02, 42.0, H colon M, declination plus 42, 47, Deg colon M, distance 1.4, Cli. Visual brightness 5.5, mag, apparent dimension 35.0, arc min, discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianu before 1654, open star cluster Messier 34, Million 34, and GC 1039, is an intermediate age open cluster of about 100 stars, according to H.S. Hub, and lies about 1400 light years and is scattered over 35 arc minutes. More than the diameter of the full moon, this angular diameter corresponds to a linear 14 light-years. Wattenquist has estimated a little more, 42, corresponding to 18.5 light-years. This cluster was classified as of Trumpler type I, 3, M, Sky Catalog 2000, or I, 3, R, Gertz. Its appearance is influenced by a nearby non-member of Mag 7.3. While the brightest member star is of magnitude 7.9, the age of M34 was estimated at 110 million years by Van Hoerner in 1957, while the Sky Catalog 2000 gives a more modern value of 190 million years. This value has recently been updated to 180 million years, according to the new calculations of GMNET's Geneva team. Considering the spatial motion of M34 and other clusters, O.J. Egan, 1983, found it coinciding with that of several others, including the Pleiades, M45, and GC2516, IKE2602, the Alpha Persei cluster, Mela 20, and the Delta Lyrae cluster, Stevenson 1. He called this group of clusters the local association. M34 was probably first found by Giovanni Battista Hadrianu before 1654. And independently rediscovered by Charles Messier and on August 25, 1764. Open cluster M34 can quite easily be found, even with the naked eye under good conditions as a faint nebulous patch, as it lies just north of the line from Algol, Beta Persei, to Gamma Andromedae. It is resolved into stars even in 10x50 binoculars, and best at low magnifications in telescopes. Malas describes the form displayed by the brightest stars as a distorted X, while Kenneth Glenn Jones finds them to form three distinctly curved arms, radiating out from the center. About 20 brighter stars, filling a 10 area, are surrounded by a larger number of fainter outlying members, larger amateur instruments showing a total of about 80 stars. Many stars are arranged in pairs, notably the optical HH1123. Catalogued by John Herschel, near the cluster center, two stars of Mag 8.0 to 8.5 of spectral type A0, separated 20, in position angle 248 deg, and Otto Struve 44 near the Sage, A, 8.4, B, 9.1, separated 1.4, in Pennsylvania 55 deg. This double was discovered by Otto Struve in 1840 with a 15-inch refractor. Messier 34 observations and descriptions discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianu before 1654, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on August 25, 1764. Messier, M34, August 25, 1764 34-2H27 meters 27s, 36D51, 37, plus 41D39, 32, cluster of small stars. Between the head of Medusa, Algol, and the left foot of Andromeda, a little below the parallel of Gamma Andromedae, with an ordinary telescope of 3-foot Florida, one can distinguish the stars. Its position has been determined from Beta Persei, the head of Medusa, Diom, 15, Mimbacid for 1771, P448-449, first Messier catalog, in the same night of August 25th to 26, 1764, I have determined the position of a cluster of small stars between the head of the Medusa and the left foot of Andromeda almost on the parallel of the star Gamma of that letter constellation. with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3 feet Florida, one distinguishes these stars. The cluster may have 15 minutes in extension. I have determined its position with regard to the star Beta in the head of the Medusa Beta Persei, Algol. Its right ascension has been concluded at 36°51′, 37′, and its declination is 41°39′, 32′, north, P457, 1764. August.25, Ra, 36.51.37, Dec, 41.39.32.B, Diom, 0.15, cluster of small stars between the head of the Medusa and the left foot of Andromeda, at little distance to the parallel of the star Gamma of the latter constellation, Bode, Bode 7, a star cluster. On September 2, 1774, I undertook a closer determination of the position of the star cluster which shows up to the naked eye between Algol in the Medusa's head and Alimak at the foot of Andromeda, and found its separation from Algol as 5°18, from Alimak as 7°6, and from Pi in the Medusa's head as 4°27, and from P there as 4°51. William Herschel, PT1818, P443, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P598, the 34th of the Connaissance, M34 equals and GC1039-1799-7 feet finder, it is visible, 1783-1794-7 feet telescope, a cluster of stars, with 120, I think it is accompanied with mottled light, like stars at a distance, 1784-1786. 20 feet telescope, a coarse cluster of large stars of different sizes. By the observation of the 7 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster does probably not exceed the 144th order. John Herschel, 1833, H248, H248 equals M34, sweep 389, December 23, 1831, Raw 2H31 meters 6.1s. NPD 47 D 56 meters 43s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, fine cluster, about 20 Saint 9 10, 11 M and as many less, fills field, coarsely scattered, place that of D, H 1123, fine cluster, about 20 stars of 9 meters, 10 to 11 meters and as many less fainter, fills field, coarsely scattered. The place given is that of the double star H1123, sweep 190, October 29, 1828, Ra 2H31 meters 8.7s, NPD 47 D 57 meters 50s, 1830.0, poor, coarse, very badly seen through haze, Smythe, Civ 104, M34, SIG 34 million per se. R2H31 meters 46s, Dec and 42DO2.7 mean epoch of observation, 1837.78 October 1837, a doofable star in a cluster, between the right foot of Andromeda and the head of Medusa, where a line from Polaris between Epsilon Cassiopeia and Alpha Persei to within 2° of the parallel of Algol, will meet it, A and B, 8th magnitudes, and both white. It is in a scattered but elegant group of stars from the 8th to the 13th degree of brightness, on a dark ground, and several of them form into coarse pairs. This was first seen and registered by Messier, in 1764, as a mass of small stars, and in 1783 was resolved by Sir W. Herschel with a 7-foot reflector. With the 20-foot he made it a coarse cluster of large bright stars of different sizes magnitudes. By the method he applied to fathom the galaxy, he concluded the profundity of this object not to exceed the 144th order. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC584, GC584 equals H248 equals M34, Ra 2H33 meters 2.3s, NPD 47 D 49, 25.0, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, LC, SC Saint 98 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, cluster, bright, very large, little compressed, scattered stars of 9th magnitude, Dreyer, NGC 1039, NGC 1039 equals GC 584 equals H248, M34, Ra2H33 meters 2s, NPD47D49.4, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, LC, SC Saint 9, equals M34 cluster, bright, very large, little compressed, scattered stars of 9th magnitude, remark, figure in PIL MNXXVIII, content car as if said's, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.